Hey, it's Christian Martin. You are back with another episode of the Work From Anywhere podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the deadliest beginner trap when starting a business.
You're about to be introduced to a group of fly-under-the-radar marketers who you've probably never heard of, living life on their own terms, working from anywhere in the world. While others live to work, we work to live. We reject the status quo, the cubicle, and the morning rush hour. We don't allow a boss to tell us how to live our lives. Instead of waiting until we're old and gray, we're spreading our retirements out over the next 60 years to enjoy the prime years of our lives. We can work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. We do things differently. We work smart instead of hard. We don't trade time for money. We trade results and impact. If you would ask your parents or a college advisor if what we're doing is possible, they'd shake their heads. Yet, we're doing it every day from cafes on the beaches of Bali, mountain chalets in the mountains of Colorado, and jungle apartments in Colombia. And we're making more money than we'd ever make in a full-time job. This podcast is about one question. How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. Here's Christian.
Today we're going to talk about a subject that is very important. It is the deadliest beginner trap you can have when starting a business. It is your own mind. Now, I want to tell you very specifically how your own mind gets in your way when you're starting a business for the very first time. Now, I have a saying in my programs. It's the map doesn't appear until the car starts moving. What does that mean? Well, most people approach business when they're just starting out, like a cross-country road trip, but not any road trip. It's like they're taking a trip from New York City to Los Angeles. Now, they're planning out their trip ahead of time. They want to make sure the whole thing is mapped out. They print out directions. They look them up on their phone. They save them. They double check them. They want to make sure everything is perfect before they get started. Then they go to get in the car. They open the door. They put the key in the ignition. And they go, wait a second. I can't see the state line from here. I don't know if we should get started. I don't know if these directions are right because I can't see the state line. So it might not actually be there. And their friend says to them, dude, you don't need to see the state line. You have the directions in your hand. Let's just go. And he says, yeah, but what if there is a traffic jam in Kansas when we drive through? Like, what if that happens? Shouldn't we figure that out before we leave? And the friend's like, what, are you crazy? And he's like, what if our car breaks down in Nevada and there's no maintenance places around? How are we going to get a car fixed? The friend is still just sitting there wide-eyed wondering, what is this guy talking about? Now, in this case, the friend is somebody who has already been in business for themselves, and the person driving is a new entrepreneur. Even though they have a map, they don't have the full picture of what the journey is going to look like. And so their mind just cannot quiet down. And it's not their fault. It's just they've never been through a process like this before. The process of entrepreneurship is one where the exact plan you start out with isn't the plan that is going to get you there. And when you start, your mind is going to go crazy with what ifs. What if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? I had someone today ask, what if I run ads for a client and we spend $1,000 on ads and we get zero leads? And because of this question in his mind, he didn't even want to get started. He didn't have a client to spend $1,000 with. Yet he's stuck not doing anything because he's worried about these what ifs. Then three or four other group members chimed in and they said, listen, you don't spend the ad spend all at once. You spend it over a whole month and you test and optimize. There's virtually no way that you could spend $1,000 and get zero leads. That's why we do testing. That's why we do market research. That's why we figure out things before we launch. We print out those directions. So we know the general direction of where we're heading, but we're never going to have all the answers. So what we do is we prepare, we map out our route, we plan the road trip, but we know that road trip, they have unexpected detours no matter what. And the entire map, the real map of what your cross-country trip looks like is not going to appear until the car starts moving. Until you're driving down that road, you're not going to know what it really looks like. You might hit construction and take a detour around the route that was on the map. So in order to succeed in business, you have to have faith that the outcome will come if you just put your foot on the accelerator and keep going. So, number one, solve one problem at a time, okay? Don't try to solve every single problem for the whole road trip. Don't try and solve every problem in your business. Try and solve just the problem right in front of you. And don't even worry about the other problems. Today, the assistant coach Brittany and I were talking about how to set up a new funnel in the business. And we were wondering about scheduling because we want to set up one-on-one coaches for our students. And we thought, how do we schedule these coaches with the students? And then I said, you know what? We'll figure that out after we set up the funnel and the first person signs up for one-on-one coaching. So that's solving one problem at a time. We're not even going to think about the scheduling problem until the first student enrolls in one-on-one coaching. The number two lesson we can take away from this is what if problems will paralyze you forever. So watch out for what ifs. Watch out for what if wildlife crosses the road in Montana and we hit it with our car, because you don't have to worry about that until you get to Montana on this road trip to LA. So number two, what if problems? Don't even worry about what if problems. Wait until that stuff happens and then solve the problem. And number three is solving problems out of order. You want to solve only the problems directly in front of you. And if there are future problems and you're trying to solve them, you're going to go insane and you're not going to get anything done. So if you want to be a successful entrepreneur or you want to take a road trip from New York to LA, you have to have faith that if you get in the car with your map and start driving, you will make it there. There will be unexpected detours. There will be problems that come up that you did not anticipate. Some things will go wrong. Some things will go right. But you just take it as it comes. So that's my advice. Watch out for the deadliest beginner trap, which is your own mind coming up with imaginary problems that haven't happened yet and you obsessing over how to solve them. That's all. Until next time, I'll see you on the next episode.
How do you use the power of marketing to build a life you don't need a vacation from, where you can work from anywhere in the world? If you want the answer, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review now. If you want it faster, visit christianmartin.org/podcast. See you next episode.